The voters of France will go to the polls on May 7th to elect a new president. After a preliminary ballot over the weekend, the choice has been narrowed down to two candidates, right-wing nationalist Marine Le Pen and independent Emmanuel Macron, who now holds a big lead in the polls and is expected to win next month. For more on the issues and the candidates, we spoke to University at Albany Associate Professor of History Rick Fogarty, who also serves as Associate Dean for General Education at the university. Professor Fogarty, who lived and studied in France and returns there on occasion, profiles the candidates, beginning with Macron.
He is, in fact, a moderate in a lot of ways, although he's certainly center-right. He is pro-business. He'd like to reform the tax code. He's interested in a lot of policies that Americans would associate with at least the center-right.
And Marine Le Pen, there's a family history there. Tell us more about her and her politics.
Marine Le Pen is the daughter of François Le Pen, Jean-Marie Le Pen, excuse me, and he had formed the Front National many years ago as a right-wing anti-immigration, pro-France, as he would put it, nationalist right-wing party. Many people call it xenophobic. She broke with him in 2015 over comments he made, anti-Semitic comments he made, as she was trying to sort of scrub the party clean of those kinds of racist associations. She's had some success with that, but even just this morning, this morning, he made some comments critical of her campaign.
What are the major issues in this election? Now, we understand, of course, security is with the recent spate of attacks in Paris and other parts of France. But, of course, like most countries, I suppose the economy, taxes, education, is there a dominant issue here?
The dominant issue is probably one of an identity crisis. The interesting thing is that, in fact, security plays a relatively minor role in all of the opinion polls, the soundings of the French population. So far more critical is the economy, to be sure, and also questions of integration of immigrants and minorities in French society, and also integration into the European Union. So that has become really, that is what separates the two, their policies on immigration and their policies on the European Union. Macron is very pro-European Union and pro-globalization, I think we could say, and in fact wants to welcome foreigners, wants to welcome immigrants and refugee seekers in France. And Le Pen, on the other hand, feels exactly the opposite about those issues. She stands against what she calls globalisation sauvage, or savage or wild globalization, and what she calls mass immigration.
You know, you just mentioned Macron's policies. Would that negate the opinions that I've heard in this country and elsewhere that this is a continuation of the votes that led to Brexit and to Donald Trump, that the electorate in some of the top democracies in the world are looking for other solutions outside of the political mainstream?
It's certainly true that voters are looking for options outside of the mainstream, but I think we have to be really careful to understand the national dynamics at work. So there is certainly the we could call maybe authoritarian illiberalism of Donald Trump and the Brexit vote, but we have to remember that Geert Wilders in the Netherlands lost, the Austrian right-wingers lost, and in France, I think you really need to keep in mind the sort of distinct aspects of the political system and, of course, the electoral process. So we can't, I think, exaggerate the importance of Le Pen's support. I think we have to take it very seriously. But right now, she is probably drawing less than a third of the support in the country. She polled something like 21% in the first round. And so it's extremely unlikely that she will win and she will probably lose, although forecasting the future is not a really good idea these days, but she will probably lose in an overwhelming landslide, if not the 80 to 20% that her father lost to Jacques Chirac in 2002. She will probably lose in the 60 to 40 range unless there are some distinct changes between now and the final round.
It's an interesting system. They have the early vote with a number of candidates. It's pared down, and then you have the final vote, which is quite different than what we have. Somewhat similar. I guess we have the primaries and then the final vote. But what happens between the preliminary vote and the final vote? Is there much campaigning?
Yes, there's a good deal of campaigning, though the whole campaigning calendar, electoral calendar, is compressed with comparison to that of the U.S. and Great Britain, for instance. So there'll be a good deal of campaigning, but of course there's only 2 weeks between these two pollings. So it's unlikely that you will see a major change. I mean, I think probably one thing we can be certain of is that she will come in second in both rounds, but coming in second in the first round is very different from coming in second in the second round.
How important is it for Macron to have a big vote?
I think, it is very important because he doesn't represent a political party. One of the really interesting issues is that he's going to have to put together a parliamentary coalition to run the country, and he doesn't have a party. He has some affiliations. He worked in the administration of François Hollande, but he explicitly stands above and beyond party politics, and so how exactly he will put together a coalition remains to be seen. And if he does not perform very well in the final round, it will become even more difficult to do so. So it would behoove him to get a good result and have a resounding win over Le Pen in order to have the political support that he needs to move forward.
Did the French give their newly elected officials that honeymoon, whether it's real or imagined, that we have in this country?
No, I think it's safe to say the French are far more demanding and impatient than Americans when it comes to politics. So they will expect action right away, and they will not, I would say, give him the benefit of the doubt just because the election is recent. So he will have to move right into the business of governing. He'll have to move right into the business of hurting the French National Assembly, the various parties in there, and so he will not have a honeymoon period.
University at Albany Associate Professor of History Rick Fogarty also serves as an Associate Dean for General Education. Professor Fogarty lived and studied in France and returns there on occasion.